Unaware of what had happened, not three districts from their chamber, the Jedi Council were in session, although their deliberations were about to be interrupted.
Master Dooku.
About time. We summoned you, Dooku. Did you not receive the message?
The message was received, Master Aerith. Loud and clear.
Is that?
Lean Kostana's convoy, Master Sanube.
What happened to it?
A good question. Perhaps you would like to examine her body.
We haven't time for these games, Dooku.
Games, Master Braylon? The bird is dead.
See that, we can.
But can you see the teeth marks, Master Yoda? The teeth marks of a Jeannette. One of you had dealings with the creature who did this. The creature that tried to kill Ramil of Sereno earlier today.
That is a serious accusation.
For a serious crime. The betrayal of the Jedi Order. Who will admit it? Who will take responsibility?
Master Dooku, I understand that you are upset.
Upset?
Ramil is your brother, after all.
Only by blood.
But this is not the way. If you suspect there is a traitor on the Council, you should—
What? Call the Temple Guards? An excellent idea. Bring her in.
Get off, Senevax. Let go!
What is the meaning of this?
Senevax runs an unlicensed gambling ring. She paid my brother to lose the race, and when it looked as if he was about to renege on the deal...
She scuttled his flyer.
You can't prove anything.
Maybe not yet, but we will. We will prove that you have officials in every corner of the Republic. Governors, inspectors, even Jedi. Who is it, Senevax? You wouldn't tell me in your lair.
Only because you didn't have the guts to hurt Senevax.
As you quite rightly pointed out, it is not the Jedi way, but neither is accepting bribes.
Senevax is saying nothing.
Fortunately, you don't have to.
The traitor's own feelings betray her. I can sense her guilt from here.
Dooku, what are you doing?
Master Braylon, I've known you all my life. Will you lie to me now? Will you lie to all of us?
Braylon?
Do you intend to fight me, Dooku? To strike me down where I stand?
I intend only to bring you to justice.
It's true. All of it. I have looked the other way for years at Madame Senevax's behest.
But why? You have no need for money, dirty or otherwise.
She didn't pay me. She didn't have to.
Then what was it?
Blackmail. What did she have on you, Braylon? What could possibly be so damning that you would abuse your position on the Council? Braylon's confession shook the Council to the core. I shared their dismay. We pride ourselves on being one with the Force, and yet none of us had sensed the deception in our midst. Senevax was dismissed, while Qui-Gon and I had business to attend to in the archives. Arath.
Dooku? What are you doing here?
I'm afraid your secret is out.
I don't know what you mean.
Senevax has confessed.
We know how you ran up debts with her, Arath. What was it this time? Sabak? Pazak?
Batana.
The trickster's game. Naturally. And then you attempted to talk your way out of it. What was it? You could bring her entire operation crashing down.
You have friends in high places.
The Jedi Council, for instance. But for once, you weren't lying. What did Senevax do, Arath? Threaten you? Attempt to blackmail you?
Until you gave her a bigger target.
Your own mother.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Don't I? It's amazing what traits are passed from generation to generation. Mannerisms, tics, even emotional states. When confronted, Braylon reacted exactly as you did on Station Zeta, before you were sent home, where she could protect you, as she has all your life.
How long have you known?
That I was hers? After Zeta, I suppose. I had always seen the disappointment in her eyes, but suddenly...
It made sense.
You confronted her.
She was clever. I'll give her that. A seeker, away for years at a time. Who would question when she returned with yet another baby, strong in the Force? Nobody even batted an eye when she decided to stay to join the teaching staff.
All so she could be near you.
Her son.
What's going to happen to her?
She will face the Council of Judgment, as will you.
And Senevax?
None of your concern, Senevax is.
You brought guards. Did you expect me to run?
I'm sorry, Araf.
Somehow I doubt that.
Go with them, Qui-Gon.
Master?
Make sure they treat him well.
As you wish.
No harm will come to him.
Can we be sure? Can we be sure of anything anymore?
You are troubled, old friend.
I know what it's like to keep a secret.
I remember.
She never told anyone, Yoda. All these years, and she kept it to herself.
Yes. Worrying it is.
Worrying? It's tragic. One of our own makes a mistake, and what happens? Does she come to us? No. Does she confide in us? No. She's afraid of what we might do to her. And her child.
Help. That is what we would have done. What we have always done.
That's easy to say now.
Monsters we are not. Feelings we have.
Feelings we suppress.
Trusted us, Braylon should have. Different things would be. Learn from this we must.
And what of Senevax?
To the Citadel, the Jeannette will be sent. Dismantled, her operations will be.
The Citadel? Only Jedi are sent there. We're not going to the authorities with any of this, are we? What am I saying? We are the authorities.
Like this, I do not. But understand, you must.
Oh, I understand, Yoda. I understand all too well.
Meditate on all that is past, I will. And as for you, sorry for your loss, I am.
My loss?
Lean's Convor. Know how much the bird meant to you, I do.
Yes. Yes, she did. But what is it you say? We should always let go of the past.
Dooku's gaze didn't waver as he concluded his message.
I understand that Dramiel is being transferred back to Serena. I wish him a speedy recovery. I sense much turmoil in him. Perhaps, finally, he will find peace. As for me, I have decided to accept a position on the Council. Change must come to the Order, and it must come from within. May the Force be with you, Jensa. Always.
Dooku, on the Jedi Council.
Is it so difficult to imagine?
In all honesty, yes. But what do I know? I'm talking to a dead man.
You believe it really is me, then?
I don't know what to believe. But now isn't the time.
What is it?
Someone's finally decided to come home. My quarry is trudging towards his door, servos whining so loud that I can hear them from the rooftop. I leap down, drawing my lightsabers as I land behind him. Gloot, I've been waiting for you.
What? Who are you?
The Krolut's voice is a little more than a gargle, his breathing labored. He jerks around, corroded cybernetics scraping as he moves. This won't be a fair fight. Where is she?
Who?
Neither of us has time for you to play dumb, no matter how much it suits you. The woman at the spaceport, where did you take her?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Really? Let's see if we can jog your memory. I sweep low, aiming to slice through Glute's mechanical ankles, but the Krolut jumps into the air, my blade passing harmlessly beneath metal feet. He kicks out, catching me in the chest. I've been played like a fool. The hissing joints, the wheezing breath, it's all an act to lower my expectations. I won't make the same mistake twice. I spring back to my feet. Glute is running full pelt towards me, his metal-plated head held low like a battering ram. I somersault over his back, pivoting to slash at his legs. This time, my lightsaber meets armor plating and alloy tendons. Glute bellows in pain, toppling forwards to land face down in an oily puddle. I use the Force to shove him down into the cracked sidewalk. Dooku may have shown mercy when facing the Jennet, but I have no such qualms. Bones and electro drivers pop, bubbles breaking out on the surface of the water as he struggles to breathe. Are you ready to talk? What was that? I flip him onto his back, holding the tip of my lightsaber to all four of his chins. Try again.
I can't tell you.
One second, Glute has a head, and the next it is gone. I look up to see the barrel of a rifle disappearing over the edge of the very same roof I'd used as a lookout. Son of a... I bound back up to the warehouse, throwing up a hand to shield my eyes from the glare of a rocket pack. The sniper is already gone, leaving nothing but a trail of acrid fumes and thick smoke. I gave chase, leaping from building to building.
You'll never catch him. Not on foot.
I don't have to. I know who they are.